The first reading is a reading from the book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve for Saul, who I have rejected as king of Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king among his sons." But Samuel replied, "How can I go? Saul will hear of it and kill me." To this the Lord answered, "Take a heifer along the way, along, and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I myself will tell you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I point out to you." Samuel did as the Lord had commanded him. When he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and inquired, "Is your visit peaceful, O seer?" He replied, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourselves and join me today for the banquet." He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab, and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and presented him before Samuel, who said, "The Lord has not chosen him." Next, Jesse presented Shammah, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have?" And Jesse replied, "They're still the youngest who's tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to him. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in his hand, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. When Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. "I have found David, my servant. I have found David, my servant. Once you spoke in a vision, and to your faithful ones you said, 'On a champion I have placed a crown, over the people I have set a youth.' I have found David, my servant. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, that my arm may always make him strong. I have found David, my servant. He shall say of me, 'You are my father, my rock, my God, my savior.' I will make him the firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. I have found David, my servant." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was passing through the field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read that what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we continue in the book of Samuel. And again, here is David is calling, and Samuel's going to pick out who is going to be replace Saul. And he's saying, "Oh, this one, this one, this one." And God says, "Nope, nope, nope." And the line that we have to focus on in the Old Testament is, God looks at the heart. He says, not as man does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. And it means that we need to be able to look into the heart of people, which we can't judge them. All we can do is ask God to see the way he sees, because that's the way God looks at us. Again, I've told the story many times that when I was in Rome years ago, and it was a worldwide retreat for priests in 1990, there's 6,000 priests from around the world, John Paul, Mother Teresa speaking to us. It was a fantastic time. And we had Sister Bridge McKenna come up. She spoke to us priests, and she said, "Oh, fathers," she's from Ireland, "Oh, fathers, you're so holy. Who am I to speak to all you?" Which means she was setting us up. And then she says, "You do all these holy things, Father, but the Lord looks at your heart. What's in your heart, Father? Is it filled with anger? Is it filled with lust? Is it filled with jealousy? Is it filled with judgment of the Pope or the bishops? What is in there? Because that's what God sees, Father." And all of us, our heads start falling one after another. How about you? What does God see in your heart? Does he see someone like David? David was a man after God's own heart, it says later. Are we like him? What's in our heart? Let's ask the Lord God to change our hearts to make them like his. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.